so I know where to cut. to start.
Great. Alright. Wait, I'm not... Well,
get some more beer in ya.
Alright.
Ready? That's where I'm cutting in. So, episode one of The Brothers Geek.
Episode negative zero. Yeah.
Okay, that's not even a thing. Episode I, imaginary number. Ugh. Yeah, take you back.
No, don't take me back.
Okay.
Alright, continue.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris.
And we are The Brothers Geek. Yep. Not to be confused with Brothers Geek, which is a completely different podcast. Unassociated with us. Those are three brothers. One of them
isn't there a fourth guy?
No, that was their last name.
Oh, okay, I got it.
The two of the brothers are named Patrick and Chris. It's really weird.
It's really weird.
But
this is what happens when you look for similar things that you're doing and find unexpected results.
And you make all the crap, like the Twitter and the podcast page on the hosting site, and you're like, maybe I should look up to see if there's another Brothers Geek. And it turns out there is, and it turns out they have the same name as you.
Yeah, well, lesson learned about your entire... learned. The first thing that you do is that.
Their latest episode was about Harley Quinn and feminism, so that's what we're going to talk about. We're just going to dive into the deep issues immediately.
Oh, man. And we're obviously going to backlog what they've done. And we're going to do that also.
Yeah, and they only have like 600 something viewers. So if we get higher than that, we're going to tell them to take theirs down.
That's
we,
true.
We did it. We have the bigger fan base.
Oh my God.
But so far we have one. We already have a fan, or maybe not a fan, a listener at least for the first episode.
And that's our mom.
Yeah. It's our mom, and she's actually listening in live, just coming out of her room. It's good friend, Michael.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael M. Weezy, DJ Mikey Mike, you know who you are.
I don't know who he is.
Well, you've met him, at least.
Oh, okay. But one thing that the other station we happened upon doesn't do, and that's drink beer while we're doing the podcast.
Well, we don't know that.
Well,
to be fair, we didn't listen.
What? You're not wrong.
One thing that we have that they don't have
is
sweet art. Oh, wait.
They have that.
They have sweet art.
They don't have the article the, though.
That's true. They don't have the definite article the. That's very important. So yeah, so welcome everybody, even though there's probably only one person in listening,
all one of you, maybe two of you,
maybe two if we're including our mom, maybe our dog is listening. I don't know, but so this first episode is going to be very loose, just playing on sort of I have no idea, I probably should start a timer now that I'm thinking about it.
That's good. But,
Just to see. And, yeah,
so, I mean, we're going to kind of ramble on, but we're going to get to a point.
That's most podcasts, though.
Well, we're going to get to some issues here for geeks.
Issues, yeah.
For geeks.
Quote-unquote issues. Hashtag Geek Lives Matter. Cut that out.
We should probably introduce ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, so I was thinking sort of the first little bit of it, introducing ourselves. This is a geek podcast, so just briefly what the Brothers Geek is going to be. Me and my brother, we are actually brothers. It's not just a clever name that we may or may not have stolen.
It was our name that happened to be out there already. We'll probably have to change it to something about our last name. Yeah.
The door has opened.
Oh, God.
So, it's just a podcast about geek things, TV, movies, comics. I haven't read a comic in a long time, but
you
I have
call
read,
yourself a geek.
I have read them, and it's you have read them as well.
Watchmen?
Yeah.
when that was popular?
Long Halloween. Just everything Long Halloween. Video games. Books, maybe.
No books.
Books.
Maybe. Maybe. Less literature.
It's more video games, movies is probably what we're going to lean on. And when there's something on TV that we're watching.
Stranger Things.
Game of Thrones, when that happens to come up.
You're the only person on the planet that has not seen Stranger Things all the way
Not true. Shout out to DJ Mikey Mike, who's too scared.
It's not even... Okay, there's some... Okay, it's scary.
There you go. So yeah, like, this first part, introducing ourselves, say some of our favorite geeky things. There's gonna be some crossover between the two of us.
Nope. Yes.
But there's going to be some differences as well, especially when we get to the TV portion, but we'll come to that. So, I guess I'll just go. So, yeah, I'm Patrick. I like long walks on the beach.
Romanticize the audience.
Yeah, that's how you get them. But, so, let's just start. TV. No, we'll save that for last. Movies. This is where there's going to be the most crossover, probably, besides video games. Because it's going to be, like, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. That's basically it. Those are the
that
only...
covers
those
it.
Are, yeah.
You like Harry Potter.
I like Harry Potter.
And I don't.
That's the only big one. That's the big one. That goes for books as well.
Yeah, wow.
But that's a different section. That's, like, geeky movies that are, like...
Not, like, mainstream geeky movies.
Mainstream geeky movies. I mean, like, if you're trying to count, like, Tree of Life, because, like, it's geeky because no one knows what it is. Star Trek. The new, like, new Star Trek.
Yeah, you like the new stuff.
I like the new stuff.
But I'm OG. Well, not too OG. Just, like... mid-90s OG.
Next generation OG. Yeah. But I can't really think of, like, nerdy things that I like that you don't like. But your favorites are probably...
The Harry Potter. That's the
Harry Potter's the big one. But, yeah, why don't you say some of yours?
Yeah, again, my name's Chris. And, you know, in terms of movies, again, we like a lot of the same things. Lord of the Rings... I'm huge on Lord of the Rings. I know way too much about Lord of the Rings.
Even though I read the books every year, you probably know more.
I've read the books a few times. Hobbit's my favorite. I've read that more than the others. It's a shame they destroyed
Damn
it.
Shame.
Although there is good parts. I mean, you know, Martin Freeman,
very good Bilbo,
awesome Bilbo.
Ian McKellen's still killing it.
Anything Benedict does, I'll just approve of right now.
Even if it's just the voice of a dragon.
Yeah, that's fine. But
and the shape of a necromancer.
Everything else was horrible. So that's my big nerdy, especially with movies. Although,
forgetting a big one, Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
That's a big
one. All the Christopher Nolan stuff, really.
Yeah. We could go over a couple of things that... I mean, if Christopher Nolan does anything, I'll watch it. If Michael Fassbender does anything, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Benedict, if he does anything, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
It's sad that, like, I'm excited for Doctor Strange, even though I know, and we're going to get into this, but even though I know it's going to be the same movie, like all other Marvel movies, but he's in it, so that's fine. He's got a sweet
mustache. The other Marvel movies, you know, they don't have...
Benedict. It's true.
So,
but now they're gonna have more if he gets introduced.
That's true. Yeah, I mean
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, look, that's Jurassic Park is the greatest film of all time.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, no, it's not. But it's definitely my favorite.
That's
I don't care how many plot holes you put in there, a random cliff out of nowhere. It doesn't matter. It's the best movie ever made, ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've honest to God, seen it maybe triple digits, I'd say.
Dang.
A safe number.
I've seen it a hundred times.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That is a lot.
I watch it like, it's somehow, some way, sometimes sober, sometimes drunk.
Sometimes
I watch it multiple times a year.
It happens.
Only to be, I mean, the only thing closely going to dethrone it is going to be like the new Mad Max. But,
oh, yeah. Mad Max is my favorite film of
2015. Or Pacific Rim.
2015. Yeah. And that's saying something.
Yeah, considering Star Wars came out
that year. It was late, but yeah.
Gonna have to agree with you. But,
really good.
It was a close competition until I watched Mad Max, like, the third time. And I was like, no, this, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, the instant joy when you just see him standing by his car and take a chomp out of a lizard head.
Yeah.
Is, whew.
Or
Guitar Guy. And the minute you see Guitar Guy,
you're like, oh, I'm good.
Done.
Yeah, might as well be drinking.
Swing. First time they mentioned guzzling, you know, you're in.
Or, what is it? I'm the Scales of Justice.
I am the Scales of Justice.
The best part of any movie ever made.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
That's movies.
And we'll think of a million other things. Yeah. Hopefully in the following episodes we do.
Yeah. Books, I mean, Lord of the Rings, big one for me. I read the trilogy every year. I still couldn't tell you some character names, though, because they're very unique. But I discovered recently that Hal Dierce is my favorite line, which is strange, yeah.
Because he's awesome.
Because he's awesome in the book, and yeah. I've read Hunger Games. I like that series. Harry Potter series. I've read Game of Thrones. Chronicles of Narnia. I haven't read any of the Star Wars books. Probably because they suck. Is what I hear. There's like a few good ones, but...
There's gotta be something good in there, right?
Yeah, there's like the Rogue Squadron books I hear are good.
Oh, really? What was Shadows of the Empire? Was that a book?
Shadows of the Empire, I believe... Is it a game?
Well, it was a game, but I think there was a book or comic or something it was based off of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good enough to make a video game.
Yeah.
Right?
So that is the...
On the best console ever made, N64.
That's true. And then there's Rogue Squadron on N64 as well. Wow. Train's gonna blazzle! So... Those are kind of the big books... I mean, I've read a lot. I'm reading The Gunslinger right now, which you have also just recently gotten.
Yeah, I gotta get in. Gotta get into that. I hear the first, like, 100 pages are the best.
Yeah, it's just... yeah, because it's just him.
Yeah,
I've read... Like, it's strange to say this, but, like, Brave New World is up there for me. I really like that book. I haven't read it since high school.
Was it strange because it was a high school book?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird to like the ones you have to read.
Yeah.
But there's a couple good ones in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Lord of the Flies was
really I didn't have to read that.
I think it was one of those you could choose. That was a really good
I like Frankenstein, too. We gotta read that.
Frankenstein was good.
That was a good year. Brave New World of Frankenstein. Good year. Good year. 2012. I'm dating myself now.
You're dating yourself like you're old.
But yeah,
those
books for me.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's a lot of the same thing. Again, we're not doing this because we're not the Brothers Creed.
Yeah,
Greek.
Oh,
that's another podcast.
That's a different podcast. You can look that up.
We're
in togas.
But differences. I mean, I think one of the best authors there is Cormac McCarthy.
Oh, he's
unbelievable. Yeah.
I haven't read as much as him.
Blood Meridian, maybe the most well-written book I've ever read.
It's very good.
I have no idea what it's about.
some asshole. Really. They like the skinheads.
There's dicks on both sides. I mean, yeah. Whatever story you're looking at, everyone sucks. That's basically the point.
Yeah, true.
People love violence. That's really what it comes down to. But his descriptions of anything and everything, the shadows of horses, like, across the countryside... it's unbelievable,
yeah.
And if you're at all looking for a good book, start there. Although there's some pretty brutal images in there.
Yeah.
But if you know Cormac McCarthy, that's not new.
True.
Her stuff they lucked out of the movie because it was too brutal. So,
it's true.
For the road, anyway. But But yeah, read a few of his. I haven't read the Border trilogy from him, which is apparently
all the Pretty Horses.
Yeah, all the Pretty Horses.
I've read like half of that.
But I've read The Road, and I've read No Country for Old Men. One of the rare times the movie's better than the book. Not that the book's bad at all.
Because you actually visualize what is happening.
The suspense and some of the scenes in that movie.
A really good act. Like, oh, really good acting.
So good. But, so, you know, other than that, like I said, The Hobbit's probably my favorite book of all time. Just the best. I love the coming-of-age story for someone who's, like, 50. But seeing his character develop is just one of my favorite things to experience every time I read it. And when he gets to the spiders, A, I hate spiders. And B, he, like, has to do everything on his own. He's such a badass. But
Basically, it's a book about how to be alpha. Is what The Hobbit is.
It is absolutely not true at all.
Damn.
If you act like a hobbit, you won't be alpha in any way.
You act like Bilbo, though.
No.
Well,
maybe. A little. A hint.
A hint.
Hint.
But, because you haven't read Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeah, but, which is strange to me.
Well,
but
he's gonna die, though.
You don't want
to. I don't want to start.
Don't get your hopes up. Yeah, I've been waiting for years.
If he finishes it, I'll read it. I just don't want to have to read six huge books that
Five.
Mostly talk about. There's six coming.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe.
He's released like three chapters, but it's like I don't like. Why don't you just release the book?
Get on that, like.
Winds of Winter. Yeah.
But what TV?
TV? Oh, yeah, let's go to TV. So this is probably where there's going to be a big split between us, because, one...
We have a foundation that's the core.
We have a foundation... Right, that's the core, which is Mystery Science
which
Theater.
Is
which is Mystery Science Theater, which is weird to say that... Like, is it geeky? But it was, like, on Sci-Fi Channel, so...
It's the geekiest thing you could possibly
it's,
like.
It's true, yeah. Even though it's not, like... Like, people fighting with, like, laser guns and stuff, but it's, like...
A guy and two puppets as robots watching horrible, mostly sci-fi movies.
It's adult Sesame Street.
It's as geeky as you get it.
So yeah, that's the core.
You know how cheesy those host segments are? And they're wonderful.
They're great. They're great. Can't live without them. You either love that show or you hate that show. There's no real in-between.
That's probably true, actually.
So yeah, that's the foundation. But I mean, besides that, I haven't watched. Oh, and there's Game of Thrones. That is also like we both like.
And Batman the Animated Series.
And Batman the Animated Series. It's true. But I haven't seen like Firefly.
Amazing.
Or Battlestar Galactica.
I have no idea.
You've watched a lot more Star Trek TV than I have watched. And then there's also a big split because I like anime.
Mm.
And you do not like anime.
I mean, it's gotta be like Spirited Away. And that's
about
it.
There's gotta be a Totoro in there for you to watch it or something. Yeah, it's gotta be Studio Ghibli, basically.
Yeah,
for you to watch
it.
Which is great. I don't. Porco Rosso. Pig flying on an airplane. Who wouldn't want to watch that? But, because for me, it all started... Because I watched the crap out of Pokemon growing up.
Yeah, did.
Which is, like, weird to say, because it was, like, a kid's cartoon. But now a lot of people consider that anime. There's a big...
Well, it's a style.
I'm not going to get into it, but there's a big freaking argument of whether or not it's anime or not. I don't really care. But it's a Japanese cartoon, so that makes it anime for me, basically.
Yeah.
And then I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! And got Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards because of that show. And then when I got older, I watched Naruto. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the new ones, only because my roommates in college watched it. Whenever they played it, I would watch it. But I like Avatar, which I would consider anime. like the last Airbender stuff.
It actually makes a lot of sense. Now, like, it's you're connecting the dots for me now, right now.
Yeah, it makes a lot of
like,
sense.
Why did you like anime? Oh my god!
I watched what could be considered anime a lot, and so now I'm like, I've watched Attack on Titan a couple times, and I'm rewatching it now because the second season is coming in spring of 2017. My favorite, one of my favorite when I think TV shows, when people ask me what's your favorite TV show, I automatically say The Office.
Wow, all right.
But
I can agree with that.
A close second is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is anime, and I've seen Death Note, and I've watched like a lot of Hunter x Hunter. I've watched these names aren't even making sense to you because you don't even know what they are.
I've heard some.
Yeah, but Full Metal Brotherhood is my favorite anime and almost my favorite show. But yeah, that's like the big difference, basically, in TV. And I'm watching Mr. Robot right now, and I like it. You want to watch it.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
Yeah, I have
too
to catch
shows.
Up. I have
too
to
many
catch
shows.
Up. Yeah.
Too many shows, and all I want is Game of Thrones to come back.
And Stranger
Things. And Stranger Things Season 2. That's all I want. Out of life.
How pissed would you be if they didn't make a season 2?
They're gonna make it.
It's already announced?
I think so. Okay. As far as I understand, I've seen them say that there's 100% gonna be.
I mean, that
so
makes sense.
Seeing that on the internet means it's 100%.
True.
Yeah,
obviously. What if it has nothing to do with the first season, though? It's just a different story completely.
I would be upset, but they've already also announced it's gonna involve
it's connected.
All the characters, yeah. Again, on the internets, that's 100%
automatically true. If it's on Kotaku, it means it's, means it's true.
That's my jam right now. I totally want to watch it again.
I should probably watch it.
You really absolutely need to. You've seen some of the coolest parts, granted, but you really gotta. The characterization is amazing, and acting is really good. The story takes all the cliches and all of the nostalgia and makes it into something new and wonderful yet familiar. Game of Thrones and is something I rewatch Mystery Science Theater maybe every day.
Every day.
Yeah. But it's good background noise.
It's very good background noise.
And
even when I'm like on the computer and you're watching it, I'll turn around and be like, heh.
Exactly. And then there was Mad Men. I watched through that. Mm. That was really good. Season 1 of True Detective.
Season 1 of True
remember
Detective.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I do. It was great.
It was great.
It was great.
And then Breaking Bad might be the best TV
Breaking
show
Bad
of all time.
Was good, too.
That's... other than that, watched a lot of Star Trek. Kind of wanted to watch it right now, actually, now that we're talking about
Let's pause this podcast.
Just want to go back
I want to watch Battlestar Galactica.
I don't.
Doctor Who is a big one that I haven't seen.
I've seen a few episodes. I just can't get into it.
There's
a few things.
Sherlock. We both
watched
Sherlock.
Oh, my God, Sherlock. New season.
New season coming out. I'm excited for it.
Ugh.
I'm excited for it. Yeah. Benedict. And Mark Freeman.
Man.
You can't live without him. You can't live with him.
No, you can.
Sherlock?
Yeah.
Like the character?
Well, we don't have to live with
him.
We just observe his life 1 hour at a time.
It's true.
Or an hour and a half at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next
big category would be video games.
Where do we begin?
We have played a lot of
too
video
much.
Games.
Way too much.
We could thank our dad.
That's true.
For that one.
Yeah.
Really?
The dad and the Sega Genesis. Oh, yeah.
Dad and the Sega Genesis and N64. And then he got us PlayStation 1. And that's the only reason why I continue to be a Sony fanboy.
Was
just
PlayStation 1?
It was just because PlayStation 1.
I feel like we didn't play a whole lot of PlayStation.
I played a lot of it.
Well, name one thing besides Legend of the Dragon.
Spyro. Crash Bandicoot. Final Fantasy, I don't know. You want me to continue? I don't know. I played a lot.
When did
of
you
it.
Play this? At Dad's house?
Yeah.
Alright.
I played Spyro a lot.
I kind of remember that, actually.
Yeah. was good.
Huh.
But yeah, so like, frick, video games. I guess we can talk. Let's talk some retro.
And some newer ones
that we've both...
The greatest of the great.
We've both enjoyed.
So well, like, Sega Genesis. Do you remember playing Sega Genesis?
I remember watching you play.
Okay.
Sonic
a
lot.
You were little. Like, yeah. That was like...
I think there was one point where you let me play as Tails. But Tails doesn't really do anything.
Well, you gotta keep up with Sonic.
Yeah.
And that's only in, like, Sonic 3.
Yeah.
Because you can play as Tails and... I think...
Knuckles?
No, I don't know if you can play as Tails in Sonic 2. But, in Sonic 3, you can pick up that other controller and play as Tails. But
and
you gotta keep up, because the camera's gonna stay on Sonic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
gotta go fast.
Sonic was awesome.
Golden Axe.
Can I spill my heart to you right now?
Yeah.
Sonic 3 I beat. I have yet to beat Sonic 2. And I've gotten to that last boss, I don't know how many times. I get past Metal Sonic, and then it's just this giant feet boss. And I can't beat it.
I remember.
It's my shame.
I remember because we got it on the Wii, the emulator on the Wii.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to beat it. And you just couldn't do it.
Because all of the other levels were way more easier as an adult. Or because I played them a shit ton as a kid.
And so you knew.
And so it was like muscle memory. And then I got to that last boss.
And your brain
and
just exploded.
The little boy inside of me was like, ah! God, no!
You got stage fright.
Exactly. Still not the most frustrating game. I beat the most frustrating game on Sega, for me, at least. I conquered that. And that was The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Cause
or Aladdin?
All I wanted to do... Aladdin was fine.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do in Lion King was become adult Simba. That's all I wanted. And there's one point where you gotta get through, like, the Hakuna Matata level, and it's totally, like, you think this is gonna be the easiest level... You gotta get up this waterfall that's all these logs. The logs are coming down the waterfall, and you gotta jump up it, and it's the most difficult thing for a 5-year-old to do. Alright, like 7.
Yeah.
Alright, like 27.
You beat it yesterday, actually.
But,
I finally did it!
But man, I literally cried because I just wanted to be adult Simba so bad. And once you do, you wreck shit as adult Simba.
Like, I'm coming back.
It's the best thing ever.
Nice.
And then you get to Scar, and spoiler alert, he dies.
Oh, whoa!
And it's a really hard battle until you realize it takes one move to, like, flip him over you. And you literally can just enter it and flip him over the cliff, and you're done.
Dang.
Like, if you know how to do it, it's done. It's over.
Straight up.
But some of the... Yeah, Sonic was... The class for Golden Axe. Oh,
Golden Axe, man. That was...
Streets of Rage, dude.
Calling in that helicopter?
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't a helicopter. It was a street patrol car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That showed up behind you and, like, had, like, a bazooka. It was just like, dunk.
Yeah. Wasn't there a helicopter?
I don't know. Maybe.
One of the other characters.
Who knows?
The character that I played as, I think, got...
Oh, got a helicopter?
Got a helicopter that came in, like, just a barrage of missiles, like,
damn.
Across the...
That makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, so... And then S64, which is literally plugged in to the
right
TV
now.
Right now, with Ocarina of Time in it.
Why wouldn't it be?
Which, as a kid, I never beat. I think I would always get to Adult Link, and then just like, this is too hard now.
Because everyone talks about the Water Temple, but if you don't know what you're doing, the Forest Temple's hard enough.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have to get so many keys in the forest.
And the Wallmaster, he's terrifying.
Yeah. So I watch you and Dad, and I remember Dad had the strategy guide.
Well, cheater.
Cheater, pumpkin.
Yeah.
But I remember watching a lot. Super Smash was the thing we played a lot together with our cousins.
Yeah.
And one cousin would get very angry and turn off the
N64. Well, if you can't handle Link... I'm sorry.
You can't handle the Link. Pokemon Stadium 2. Was one I played
a
lot. We never had Mario 64. We had Donkey Kong Country.
I rented Mario 64 back when you still rented in games a couple
Blockbuster.
Times. We had Donkey Kong Country. Mario Party.
We did have Mario Party 2, which we still play.
Yeah.
A lot.
Drunk.
Drunk. gauntlet drunk.
Well, you...
Now. Yeah. Not back then.
Drunk, and then you get a little racist, and everyone's a loser. Bad.
Mario Kart. Majora's Mask when it came out.
I'm afraid to play that, actually.
I have beaten it. Now.
Hey, I've beaten it before, too, but...
It's scary. It's a scary game.
You know what I hate is the time limit. I hate time
limits.
But
you can reset.
I hate time limits in games.
You can slow it down.
Thing in the world. 3 days isn't enough.
3 days. If you can't beat a game in 3 days, you just can't do it.
Or you're playing Skyrim.
Yeah. So that's a good segue.
Into modern games.
We
went from N64 to Skyrim.
To Skyrim. No in between. So, PlayStation 1, Legend of the Dragoon, Spyro, Final Fantasy, big ones.
PlayStation 2, the Lord of the Rings games.
Those were amazing video games, and people still talk about them on Reddit.
The best thing.
They're great.
They're awesome.
They're really good.
Especially the Return of the King one, you like pour the oil over people.
Oh, yeah. Ting, ting, ting. Ting, 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 ting. When you get like a bunch of them. And then you lay lost with three, like, mithril arrows or whatever, and it's purple. And it's like,
you think he's not overpowered in the movies. He's overpowered in the
games. Pretty overpowered in the games.
Yeah.
I played Ratchet and Clank a lot. Sly Cooper. We had that James Bond game, Nightfall.
Is that what it was called?
I think that's what it was called.
That's cool.
That's cool. Battlefield? Battlefront? I mean, Star Wars one.
Well, now you're confusing them, because they have the Battlefield makers making Battlefront.
Yeah. So, like, the OG Battlefront on PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Those were fun. Guitar Hero?
Alright.
I don't remember really all that we played.
PS2, I don't remember too much.
PlayStation 2, yeah, it was probably got used more of as a DVD player than the video games. Yeah. But Ratchet and Clank, I played a lot, because I think there was one Spyro game, but it wasn't very good.
Yeah. But modern games.
Modern games, so getting into to modern games...
Quickly, because we should get on to our actual point.
Conversation. Yeah. Yeah, what's the timer here? Yeah. You say some modern games, I'll check the timer. All right, we're at 29 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus, like,
should I just come out and say what I think is the greatest game of all time? It's going to have like half of the people stop listening.
Yeah,
all two people are listening,
and I'm going to agree with you probably if I know what you're going to say.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect,
the greatest.
Best video game series, I think.
Ever.
And it's okay, because...
That's good.
I mean,
so our audience, we're talking... You cut it out. Just cut it.
Yeah. DJ Mikey Mike. That's where we'll cut that game.
But I'm 100% behind the indoctrination theory.
100%. I think
not going to spoil anything, but that's
if it's not true, I don't know how it would really... Have it not be true.
Just waiting for that Andromeda to come out.
It's never going to come out.
Yeah. Don't say that. It is. They have, like, March as the latest date.
Yeah.
But some other fantastic games. Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead.
Skyrim.
Modded to all hell. Modded till it breaks.
And Lord of the Rings Online.
Lord of the Rings Online was a big one.
That was big when
you had to pay to play. Yeah. It was subscription based.
Yeah.
And the borrow downs were like the raid, because they didn't have it that far yet, you know.
The borrow down? No, it was beyond that. The borrow down was like the level 20 raid.
That was the big first one.
Yeah, and then
I remember
the
doing
big
that
thing
one.
Was Angmar at the end.
Yeah,
and doing monster play and all that stuff.
Monster play.
Back when you could just sit with my hunter and just cloak yourself standing.
Yeah.
Heartseeker and one shoot everybody that came by. And you just put yourself down in those early, like, quest areas for the monsters. And you just sat there. And all these new guys as monsters come in and they just destroy them. Then they come back.
Yeah. MMOs would be another good topic to talk about in a future episode.
Alright. We'll talk about that.
Because... DJ Mikey Mike is trying to get me to play World of Warcraft, and so I have the first trial, like free trial right now, up to level 20.
Don't do that.
It's boring. Like, I'm sorry, DJ Mikey Mike. I don't want to grind anymore. I've been through that phase.
The only reason I liked it is because I love Lord of the Rings so much that it worked.
Same with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Old Republic. Which, Knights of the Old Republic, we need to mention.
Yeah, good video games. One of the best video games ever. Maybe the best Star Wars storyline ever. Besides Empire. But
besides Empire.
But you're right. But, well, now they have it set up where you don't have to grind at all.
Yeah, now you just do main story, which,
it's wonderful.
And it's voice acted. And,
yeah.
But I think the last MMO that I actually enjoyed, like, leveling up in, I think, was Guild Wars 2. I actually liked that game a lot because you had classes, but depending on the weapon you used, you had different skills, so you could customize it, and it was cool. But, yeah, MMOs, I don't know, maybe I'll try to get back into them, but I always, like, reinstall Lord of the Rings Online and play up until, like, level 60, because Lord of the Rings Online is another one where grinding, you don't have to do as many side quests.
Don't have to.
Yeah.
And they have so many quests, and it's just
you can kind of pick and choose which ones you want.
It's so easy to level up now. But, I mean, you get over 60, though, and it's like, man, it's just a lot of the same stuff. But,
yeah. Kill more worms. You know, kill more, hengists, or whatever they're called.
But ultimately, our nerdiness leads us to talking about nerdy issues.
Nerdy issues that affect nerds everywhere.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about Gamergate.
Oh, God. Let's not even touch that. But talking about
a new video game that just recently came out.
And a new movie that's come out. So we're talking about two of our interests here.
DC with Suicide Squad.
Yep.
We're big DC nerds. We like DC more than Marvel. Marvel's fine.
Not
Aquaman isn't lame. So Suicide Squad and No Man's Sky. Both things that had a lot of hype behind them that got terrible reviews. And there's two different media types, so you can't talk about them too much similarly, but they're in the same category of...
Well, it's trying to see your interests that are coming up, trying to see if they're going to be good or not.
Yeah.
Trying to see what people think about them, and it's a mess.
Yeah. And whether or not people want to spend their money on them.
Yeah.
Their hard-earned cash money.
Some not so
hard-earned. But, I mean, and it's funny because people review these things, people read those reviews and don't buy into them, that will say, oh, that sucked. Like, people that haven't bought into No Man's Sky, but have just read the reviews, and they just agree, like, oh, yeah, that sucks, but they haven't actually, like, played the game, so they can't actually tell.
Oh, yeah, but... In the defense of that, I do that a lot in movies.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I'm not going to go see Ben-Hur. Because 12%.
Is it that one?
I think it's something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so... But I would say movies is a little different because you just sit and watch a movie. Whereas a video game, you, like, participate in.
Okay. It's a more of an investment?
Yeah. And you have more quote unquote say over what happens, even though, like, you play a Telltale game where it's like, oh, your choices matter, for the storyline and characters will remember what you do. But even in that, like, the episode's gonna end at the same point every time, you know? It's not, you're gonna go off, like, you can't be in the new Telltale Batman game and be like, I'm just gonna walk out of here. And not do anything. Like, there's a script, but you have choices within that. But yeah, so, like, reviews, we were discussing do reviews matter, you think?
Do reviews matter?
Yeah.
I think there's another question in that. Are reviews being done correctly?
Yeah.
Because I think reviews matter in a sense. It's hard because you're talking about subjective material. And can you really have something subjective be reviewed and
have an objective score?
Yeah. But I think you can. I mean, you can't look at Manos, The Hands of Fate, and go, that's a good film.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is a good film to make fun of.
Yes.
Or The Room.
But I mean, you're talking production value is awful on that too, so that's a whole other issue. Mm-hmm. But I think reviews, we need to look at how reviews are done. I mean, I look at Rotten Tomatoes, and it's law to me. You know, like
as the Ten Commandments.
It is the law. Movies. If something gets like 90 or above, like it is
you gotta
excellent.
Go see it.
It's
yeah.
excellent, and I shouldn't think like that because how do they review? On Rotten Tomatoes. It's fresh or it's not.
Or rotten.
It's one or the other. It's a 2-point system. So even if they're on the fence, even if a reviewer is on the fence, it's going to be like, it was good enough to get a fresh. And if everyone thinks that, it's going to be 90-something.
Yeah.
Like, so
the average, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be this huge number that it shouldn't be. When really everyone's saying it's good enough to not be rotten. And you also have to wonder if reviewers look at scores done before theirs and they go, it's already at an 80 and it ain't an 80. So I'm going to give it a
so
rotten.
So I'm going to give it a rotten.
So it comes down a little bit because it doesn't deserve that score. I don't know how it's done. I feel like it's done in waves, you know? Like you have those initial reviews and then more keep flooding in, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then who are these people? Because there's like hundreds of reviewers, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, many...
The Phoenix Bumblebee, like some small newspaper...
Yeah, right? I mean,
in
you're
Tuscan,
gonna have
Arizona.
A lot of different people.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just flawed right from the beginning because you don't have a good system in place. Not to say that a 5-star system is good either, because you have like IMDb... Who I still think says Shawshank Redemption's the best movie of all time. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it's... You look at that kind of stuff, and you're like, well... But you're always going to disagree with what's at the top.
Yeah.
I mean...
And you won't ever know unless you actually see it.
See it.
Or play it.
Right.
Because on the topic of Suicide Squad, I actually saw You Have Not.
Sucks.
It sucks. It's got a 30-whatever percent.
Yeah, it's got a horror. It's rotten, dude. I ain't saying that.
It's fine, though. Like,
yeah.
it's a superhero movie. With some twists, because they're bad guys, and they make a ragtag team, like Guardians did it first or whatever, but they're not bad guys, so it's still kind of different.
They're criminals.
They're a lot of them are criminals, and they get to, and they save the world or whatever. And there's sweet classic rock music and M&M's in there and Suicide Squad at one point and but
like,
it's
like as an actor?
Yeah, no. Will Smith is though. So yeah, but it's fine. I mean it does exactly what you would expect a superhero movie to do. This they win because of the power of teamwork and friendship and Even though they're up against a force that is far greater than them.
What is the force? Is that a spoiler? What is the force they're going
the
against?
The bad person
is
the Enchantress. You find that out in like the first like 15 minutes of the... She goes rogue and summons her brother and they wreck the city and she's trying to make an ultimate, like this mega army and weapon to take over the world.
Huh.
Like, classic.
It's always the world.
They never just go, let me take over this neighborhood very discreetly and then expand a little bit.
I'm going to corrupt the neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
That's task number one.
that is number one.
Yeah.
The volunteer fire department. Sheriff deputies. I'm going to take over the Dwight Schrutes of the world.
Yeah.
First. No, but yeah, so... So they win because they team up.
It's fine.
It's fine. And you get some of their backstories, which is cool. You get, like, Harley Quinn and Joker's backstory throughout it, because he's in it.
Not really.
But he doesn't have as much film time, and a lot of his stuff got cut, which is fine, because I think too much of him would have been a little bit too complicated.
Too much.
He does a weird, like, he has a tattoo of a mouth on his hand, like a laughing mouth that he puts over his mouth when he laughs. It's very weird.
At least they're trying to do something different, I guess.
His laugh is strange as well. But, I mean, I think he does there's not one way to do Joker, so he does he goes back to a little bit more comedic sort of mob boss kind of Joker. It's fine. Margot Robbie does a good job playing Harley Quinn. Will Smith even does a pretty good job of playing Deadshot. It's overall but again, it's that type of I wouldn't necessarily give it a fresh, but I wouldn't give it a rotten.
Yeah, but how do you do that on the Rotten Tomato indicator?
Right.
You don't have stale.
Yeah.
That's what they need a stale.
They need a stale rating of 40 to 59%.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Stale.
Yeah.
That would solve issues. it's fine. I mean,
that's like X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's fine. Which I actually like the X-Men movies better.
Because
I like. Well, Michael Fassbender.
Again, anything Michael Fassbender does.
But, I mean, I Quicksilver is also really good.
That's the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Professor X he does a good job. But a lot of people complained, so this also goes to the thing, because X-Men also got a rotten review. The same time Civil War came out, which got a fresh review, which I watched Civil War, and I wouldn't say it's better than X-Men Apocalypse. About the same.
Yeah.
I would actually say Civil War is too long. Because they have the big fight and then there's 45 minutes left of the movie and I'm like, what? Which, a lot of people's complaints about Apocalypse is oh, it's too rushed. But it's dude, this badass mutant is building this thing. You gotta,
I kind of appreciate
dick around, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate it. They're just let's do it. Oh, we did it.
We gotta do it. We somehow did it.
Teamwork.
Yeah, Phoenix. Oh, spoiler. If you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not gonna see it.
Oh, it's rotten. Why would you see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
and superhero movies nowadays are just bad.
Superhero movies. Unless it's Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't want to see it.
Guardians 2, did you see the new poster that came out for it?
No!
There's a new poster
that
came out for it, and they're fighting this giant, weird monster.
Oh my god, I'm looking it up right now.
It's fine. They're all fine. If the new review for any superhero movie that comes out now, Rotten Tomatoes should do is, did you have fun? And if you check yes, then it was a good superhero movie. If you check no, then it was a bad superhero movie.
A special rating
sauce.
System
yeah.
Just for superhero movies.
Just for because that's what I go into a superhero movie now, or I sit down to watch a superhero movie, and I go, I know what's going to happen. They're going to win. Okay, cool. Is it going to be entertaining how they get there? If it is, then... if I have fun, then it's good. And if I didn't, then it wasn't good. Whatever.
Wait, is it this one?
No.
Looks like Star Wars?
Definitely not that one.
That'd be awesome.
Definitely not that one. Here.
Oh, what the hell? What is happening right in this picture?
I don't know, but it looks cool. But I think I like Guardians more because I have the most fun. If I just broke it down to bare bones, it is the same superhero movie as all the other superhero movies, but it is a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than what Captain America tries to do, because the Captain America movies are more serious undertones than a Guardians movie.
Yeah.
Because the Guardians movie, they're the ragtag, throw them all in there, somehow they'll win because Chris Pratt is half angel thing or whatever.
No, Chris Pratt is Chris Pratt, and that's why they win.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. Anything Chris Pratt does. Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, I go see superhero movies more to see actors. Like Doctor Strange, we were just talking about. I want to see a movie not because I care about Doctor Strange, which I have read Doctor Strange comics, and he's a cool character, but that's a comic. It's a different way of doing things.
Yeah, and but you're seeing it for Benedict.
And I'm seeing it for Benedict.
And I saw Guardians for Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And I heard it was good.
Yeah.
Again, Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw Guardians because of the talking tree thing and a talking raccoon. Yeah, so the, moving on to reviews of video games, which is a little different with No Man's Sky, which also got a lot of negative reviews.
Yeah.
Especially on the user end.
Which is funny because I had no idea.
Yeah.
Until, like, yesterday.
Yeah, which is especially on the user, because on Metacritic, it has, like, a 70-something.
It's fine.
Yeah, but on the user end of it, it's, like, 3 out of 10 or something like that. Which, it's funny to say, like, top, you look at the sidebar and it goes top PS4 games, and, like, Uncharted 4 is still number 1, even though it's been out for a while, you know.
Well.
You know, which, you know, is good. But it just, I think, goes to show, like, or, like, a Witcher 3 is still very high.
Well.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Complete sense. But people, I read this article yesterday, people go in to get a video game, they hear a lot of things from developers when it's in the alpha stage. Not, a lot of people don't realize, like, what that means when it's in alpha stage, meaning, like, we're not going to be able to do everything that's going on in this alpha stage because it's alpha. We're going to try, but it's just not going to happen.
Just be alpha, dude.
Just got to be alpha. So people are expecting more multiplayer, like, experience, more multiplayer, like, player-player interaction, which, when you think about it, when they were announcing it, they were also, like, and announcing just the sheer size of the game and then going, yeah, there's going to be player-to-player interaction. They probably didn't mean, like, players are going to see players. They probably meant, like,
you can see planets.
You can see planets that people named.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because, like, the sheer size of the game is it's huge. So, yeah. Like, well, of course they're not going to see.
They didn't have details of how you would start, too, because I was curious about that. Like, if everyone starts at the same point, it won't matter how big the galaxy is, because everyone's named everything around you. But the way they did it, which I appreciate, is you are on a planet one's seen. You're the first one. And you go from there. I have yet to... I've gone through quite a few star systems, and nothing's been named or anything, and I don't know...
There has been players that have seen other people's things on Reddit and stuff. There has been that. So it's not like there
hasn't
been.
It's not like they lied.
Yeah. It's not like there hasn't been.
It's there.
It's just very rare, which, of course, in the galaxy, if they are making the experience in the game to be you are alone in this galaxy.
Yeah.
And you gotta find a way to the center of the universe. I guess. If you want
if there's, to. If there's a story, I guess that's what it is.
If you want to. Then, yeah, of course, they're not gonna want players running around next to each other, because it's like the whole MMO thing. You got thousands of players that are all the chosen one, right?
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense, but they're all doing the same main story of, like, you gotta beat the huge boss guy, and thousands of players have beat him, but you're the chosen one. But you're seeing all these other chosen ones lying around you. So, it's... And the article that I was reading said, like, do you go to be entertained, or do you go to be... have an experience? And it differs from game to game. A No Man's Sky, you don't really go to be entertained, because when you take it as its bare bones, mining a rock isn't very entertaining. But you go for the experience.
Take that back.
You go for the experience, but... thousands of players play Minecraft.
Yeah.
And it's practically, they're going to implement base building in No Man's Sky, which will, I think, change a lot of people's opinions once that comes into play. But, like, Minecraft, you're just mining crap. That's all
Minecraft.
That's all you do. And, yeah, there's more player-to-player interaction that, if you wish it. because you can invite people into your server and your world and stuff, but...
I always found, like, that kind of element funny for, like, player-to-player interaction. When you can invite someone into your home in, like, an MMO or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here it is. Like, who the hell cares? It's my
home. Yeah. Here's my home. I got a... Look at this.
All right.
I got a legendary picture in this raid that I... Because that was, like, some, like... There were, in Lord of the Rings Online, there was legendary house decorative items.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. Well, you put it in your yard and stuff. I remember that.
Yeah.
But it's a weird concept.
It is a weird concept. But, I mean, it makes more sense when you get into the guild or in Lord of the Rings, like, kinship. Like,
yeah.
You can show members of your kinship your house. And you can have, like, guild meetings there in your house or whatever to have it more, like, quote-unquote immersive.
Alright.
That, I guess, makes sense. But, yeah, it is strange. Like, here's my house. It's the same. It's suburbia. You know, same as all these other houses, but I have some different pictures. yeah. I crafted this potted plant myself.
Hell
with my
yeah.
herbalist crafting ability or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, like... But it's also interesting to bring this up, because you said... You're gonna make people angry by saying Mass Effect is one of your favorite series, because a lot of people were angry with Mass Effect 3 and how it ended.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize that sometimes you get what you don't expect to get. And with No Man's Sky, you got something that a lot of people weren't expecting. They were expecting a lot of things. Maybe some of it were they were hearing developers wrong, or they haven't gotten there with patches or whatever yet with No Man's Sky, because obviously it is a large game and it got delayed for reasons, you know, like they needed to fix things, and probably they realized, like, yeah, we probably could push things back again to just have base building immediate, or we could release it, have people experience the galaxy and, like, the gameplay mechanics and stuff like that, and then introduce base building later. A lot of, you know, people just don't think about that stuff. They're just like, no, I'm the consumer. I want the things. You know, that's...
Is that every consumer?
Yeah, that's what the internet sounds like.
You're not wrong.
That's the voice of the internet.
You're not wrong.
I want the things!
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, with Mass Effect, which is a story-based game, as opposed to No Man's Sky, us as story appreciators and storytellers in our own rights...
yeah, I get it.
a lot of people don't understand great story doesn't always get tied up in a pretty little bow. Like, Mass Effect doesn't get tied up in a pretty little bow.
Well, face value,
but you dig a little deeper into the lore, you do the quote-unquote correct ending, you get a little bit more stuff, DLC, the later DLC, like the Leviathan DLC adds more, but even so, and I really love how BioWare was like, alright, you didn't like our original ending, here's an extended cut, which is just more cutscenes.
Of the same ending.
Of the same ending, and then you can choose to shoot the kid. The, like, made up, like...
Star Child.
AI kid, yeah. And it's basically, BioWare's was like, middle finger, like, F you. Like, this was our story.
This is how it is.
This is how it
There's
is.
Something there, you just gotta figure
you
it
just
out.
Stop being little whiny bitches and appreciate, you know, the storytelling of the game, which was amazing.
Yeah, and even, let's say I'm wrong about indoctrination theory and all that stuff. Let's take it at face value. You choose an ending, it's basically push the button and it's a different color ending, you know?
Yeah.
It's all the same thing, it's just kind of a different little package it comes in. Even if that's the actual ending, which I disagree with, even if that's the actual ending, there's so much along the way in terms of appreciating and loving the characters that are there, loving the sequences that happen, all the choices that get you there, the amount of changes that you can make at the end of the day, they really do matter if you think about it a little bit. I mean, you can have entire species that are wiped off the face of the galaxy because of your choices, and that's something that's
a big deal.
Really good. And they're only going to expand on that kind of gameplay element, especially companies like BioWare doing that kind of thing. I think they're only going to expand on that. And you're talking about this journey that's really the important part. And I don't think I've played a game like Mass Effect 3 that had the emotional like depth underneath what was going on. Every scene that played out, you're like, this matters so much because I know these characters so well and I know the events and the lore so well that every decision I make is a big deal. And it's not something I've really been able to experience in another game. Like there, I was uptight and tense at certain points because I was really like scared for different people that were in danger, some of which ended up dying. And it was like, oh my god, like, and I cared. It's hard to do that in a video game setting. Hard to do that in a storytelling setting, in any media.
Yeah.
And you can't just take the last 15 minutes and go, oh, it's a horrible game because of that.
Yeah.
You gotta appreciate series everything sucks along the way.
10, you know,
if it didn't
0
wrap
out of 10,
up,
don't play again.
If it didn't wrap up the way you wanted it to, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's fine. You can complain and be upset, and you had entitled to your opinion, and maybe it wasn't the way you wanted, and that's totally your right to feel upset about
it. Yeah, because you invested.
But don't say, oh, Mass Effect was... You're almost ruining the entire series because of the last 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just because it was like, well, okay.
Yeah, one of people's biggest complaints about the end of Mass Effect 3 didn't have a boss. Literally. That was, like, people's biggest complaint.
Well,
because video games should have bosses
should have
at the end of
the
game,
expectations,
right?
Again. And first of all, the ending, the last fighting you actually do, is hard as hell.
Yeah, that
you
running
got those,
to the...
You gotta run to the like, launch the missile or whatever at the end. And you got those, like, the big brutes coming in. They're, like, half Krogan
and
half...
Banshees
and the, oh, my God. I forgot about those. Yeah. Probably because I don't want to ever remember the stuff. Stop.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't a boss, but it took me like 10 tries.
It's a mental boss.
Not even a minute. It took all of your skill at fighting other things in the game to complete
to get
it
to that point. Yeah.
And it put them all together at the same time. It wasn't like one thing. And everyone makes fun of like Marauder shields at the end, but it's like. It's just a story play element. Stop making... Obviously, it's not meant to be the
May
boss.
Marauder shields.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have done it, my friend. It has been an hour.
Wow.
We did it.
That's cool.
And we can go on. But I think just a final point of, like, even a game like Red Dead Redemption, like, yay, like, I don't know why I'm still playing this game. Like, I made it back to my farm. Oh, shit, I got lit. And then you're just like, what? That's the end of the game, and then you become Jack. And you just take revenge. Classic Western. But, like, you know, you wouldn't expect that either.
No.
But people don't complain about that.
Some, I think, do. Because I don't think they, like, ended up playing as Jack. But that's just the thing. You can't...
Yeah.
You have to experience it yourself. And I think that's really what the point comes down to here. Is... No matter what the reviews say, no matter how awful the review system might be, it could be right, it could be wrong, it could line up completely different to what your likes and dislikes are, but you need to experience things, and you need to go with an open mind, and that's why I try to go into movies actually not seeing the reviews at all.
Yeah.
Like, I went into X-Men Apocalypse, I didn't look at the reviews until I got out, and I was surprised how low it was. It was fine, but it wasn't, you know, 24% or whatever it was. And that's, I think, our point here is just review it for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And just because someone has a different opinion than yourself, it doesn't mean they're wrong.
No.
Unless they don't like Pacific Rim, then they're wrong.
Then they're wrong. They are wrong. Thank you for joining us for this first episode. If you want to submit questions, email us at thebrothersgeek@yahoo.com is the email. Or find us on Twitter, brothersgeekpod. Ask us a question on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Let's get the hype train rolling. And don't follow those other schmucks, those other brothers that happen to have the same name as us.
No, you can listen to them.
But also listen to us more. Listen to us
also.
More.
And, you know, we drink beer.
We drink beer.
I mean,
we got founders. Responsibly. We should have an end segment of what we're drinking.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
What are we drinking
tonight? What are we drinking right now?
We should have this at the beginning, but we're going to have it at the end.
Okay. We'll have it at the end. We'll have it at the beginning. We're drinking Founders.
Founders.
I picked the hardest name to pronounce. Rubius?
Rubius.
Rubius? It's
pure raspberry ale.
Raspberry ale? A lot of raspberry. Not usually my forte in terms of sours and all that kind of stuff. We had
Denver. This is a sour?
Well, it's a light sour. Light sour. It's got tart and stuff. It's an ale. It's a lager.
It's Founders. So.
We had some Dead Ringer from Ballast Point for Oktoberfest, too, coming up.
Yeah.
And some delicious. Both of these delicious. Yeah. If you like the fruity, more sour beers, the Founders Rubius is for you.
It's got the U with the two dots over it.
But yeah, and it's got that A and E. That's one letter. I don't remember what it's called. But Ballast Point Dead Ringer is what we were drinking earlier, and that is delicious. This is probably one of the best Oktoberfest beers I've had. So yeah, we should critique beers.
We should do a beginning segment. A lot of people have male segment, which we will possibly have. If
we'll have an ale segment,
we'll have the ale male segment. All right, sounds great.
That's our cue.
That's our cue. Thank you for joining us. Twitter, the Brothers Geek Pod. Email brothersgeek@yahoo.com. Check us. Thank you for listening. Shoot us an email. Continue to check us out. Hopefully we'll have maybe YouTube stuff coming up or whatever. I have a Twitch. I'll put it on the Twitter. If you want to watch me be really bad at video games. MOBAs specifically. But yeah. It's Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
Thank you again.
We'll see ya.
See ya.